All right, good morning. We're back here by Radio Hut. Hey, quickly, I have got a couple of belated birthdays. Didn't make the show at 8:50, but I got to wish a happy birthday to Ashley Mose today. Ashley, happy birthday. And Jan Mimna celebrating a birthday today. Jan, you have the best and happiest birthday ever. Happy birthday, Jan Mimna. Now I got to talk how the scouts over in Breck Boy Scout Troop 332. They're scouting for food. They were going to do that tomorrow. Well, with the weather doing what it's supposed to do, they have changed that to Saturday, March 29th from 9 until 2. So make note of that. And thank you, Bonnie, for getting me that information. Well, it is Friday. And I have Brianna Kovalin here, Wilkin County Emergency Services, who is also a scout mom. But we'll get to that later. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Absolutely.
It's Friday. We've got, I went out to the dumpster out back this morning, and I thought of you because I thought there is a big pile of ripe snow back here. Actually, it's more snert than ripe snow.
Well, I'm glad it was relative to the snow and not the dumpster. I'm like, geez, you're going to go out and look at a dumpster and you think
no,
of me?
No. I was heading in that direction, taking out the garbage, and there's a big pile of ripe snow out there. And I thought I would not know it was ripe snow had it not been for you alerting me to that term. So
absolutely.
That's the last I'm going to talk about it, by the way.
Well, I would hope that we wouldn't have any more snow at this point, but we do have a system coming in. So
okay, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because, that and the weather service and things like that. You're kind of a pro at this.
Well, so not a pro. Enough to be dangerous. But, weather's going to shift later this evening into the overnight. It's going to start as rain, turn into wintry mix, transition to snow. It's really not conclusive on what time that transition's going to take place. Now, if things stay a little warmer, we'll obviously end up with more rain and wintry mix than we would end up with snow. However, if it gets colder, that heavier band of snow will set up where we are and will be in that range of anywhere between no inches and 100.
Okay.
Not really, but nobody really knows because it has everything to do with how that temperature gradient's going to fall. So some are saying, 1 to 3 inches. The Weather Service right now says 3 to 8 inches. But again, when's it going to transition to snow is going to dictate how much we're going to get. So if it pushes further east, we'll get less. If it pushes further west, we'll get more. So, your guess is as good as mine.
End of the day, we really don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
These late spring-ish, late winter, early spring storms are super unpredictable because the temperature can be super unpredictable.
Right.
Regardless, it's going to be windy. So just keep that in mind.
It's
going to be super windy. So if it's raining, it's going to be super windy. If it's sleeting, it's going to be super windy. And if it snows, it's going to be super windy. Now, when it snows and we get these, 35 to 40 mile an hour winds, the visibility can be reduced a little bit. Will things get icy? Probably, maybe, I'm not sure.
Okay.
The ground is warm right now, so I mean, that's good, but we could have a flash freeze, so then things could get super icy. But
it
really just...
a lot of variables at play
here. I know.
It
really just depends on what the temperature is going to do as this moves through.
Okay.
So bottom line, monitor the weather before you travel.
All right.
Yes.
And that's kind of in line with what Uncle Mick's been talking about, too. So between the two of you, it's like, we know, but we really don't know.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So just keep monitoring the weather. The closer this storm gets to arriving, the more we'll know.
Okay.
But right now you're talking about a storm that doesn't necessarily even exist yet. Like it does, but it doesn't. So you don't really know what's going to happen until it happens. So just keep your eyes to the skies on this one.
Yeah.
Kind of just feel it out. Check the weather. Don't travel if you don't feel comfortable traveling. And have your kit with you in your vehicle if you do decide to travel.
It's a little weather tap dance is what we're doing here.
Exactly. We're going to just play it by ear on this one.
Right.
But expect, deteriorating conditions, whether it be rain, sleet, or snow. It's going to be a mixed bag. If you looked at the graphics that the Weather Service in Grand Forks had put out yesterday, the first one was relative to snow. And then there was one underneath it for hail because there's severe weather that's going to be south and east of here.
Yeah.
So do those thunderstorms skirt a little bit further north and we end up with some, interesting thunderstorms. Nothing super significant.
Well,
but when you see a forecast for snow and hail at the same time, it's like, this is kind of reminiscent of when we had to cancel Severe Weather Awareness Week for a blizzard.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well,
we'll just see what happens.
No, Mick was talking about that, too. He's talking about snow and blowing snow, but we could see some thunderstorms, too. I'm going, only around here.
I know. Yeah. It's just going to be, we'll call it the
it's a grab bag.
Weather sampler. Get a little bit of everything
I
all
like
in
that.
One day.
I like that. Yeah, yeah, a little buffet of weather that we get
yep.
to
so we'll just
up
see
to.
What happens, and that's... That's all we can do is just see what happens on this one. So just be advised that the weather's going to change. Right. Super nice today. It looks really nice outside.
Beautiful out there.
I know. It
yeah.
smells like spring. It's mm-hmm. great. Enjoy it for the afternoon because tonight you'll
Tonight's going to switch.
Yep. Yeah. It'll switch around and then by Tuesday it'll be fine again.
All right.
So, yes.
Let's switch gears.
Sure.
Flood forecast. Anything,
yes.
anything in that? New, old, what's happening?
So they did issue a new forecast yesterday. It's still within that same general ballpark of, you know, not anything to be super concerned.
Of not worried, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Most of our snow is gone. Most of the water has drained away. Most of the fields are, you know, on their way to being dry. You're not seeing standing water anymore. The snow piles that are out there are in shaded areas or yeah. in, you know, tree rows, but extremely ripe. And it's going to take this rain that we get to really finish it off.
Okay.
So I'm not overly concerned. If anything changes, you know, we'll let everybody know. But as of now, not super concerned with spring flooding.
Have you looked at, like, at anything like long range, like into April, you know, showers, the April showers, May flowers kind of thing? Have you looked ahead that far?
I have not.
Okay,
I
haven't either.
We're moving into a slightly cooler pattern than mm-hmm. what we had been because normally we're not seeing, you know, 60-degree weather
That's
at the
crazy.
End of February.
Yeah.
So we're going a little bit more seasonable for the next week or so where we'll be in the 30s a little bit more.
Okay.
Which, it's March.
That's it's March, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's March. It's state tournament season. We're going to have a storm. It's going to be colder. And then guess what? Maybe it'll be 70 in 2 weeks. Who knows?
Well, less than a week, it's first official day of spring.
Yes.
Which I love. You know, there's St. Patrick's Day, and then there's the first official day of spring. Both reasons for me to celebrate.
Absolutely. Well, I see you're celebrating early with your green shirt
Oh,
today.
Yeah. Wait till you see what I'm wearing Monday.
I hope you bring the leprechaun shirt out again.
Well, the leprechaun shirt might make an appearance, but there is a shamrock coat that you are not going to
Oh,
believe.
I can't wait.
Yeah. It'd be good stuff. So anyway, let's talk scouts. You're a scout mom.
Yes.
Scouts, again, don't forget the Breckenridge Scouts. They were going to have their scouting for food tomorrow. They've moved that to the 29th because of the weather.
Yes, so. Which is a good idea yeah. because you really don't want to be traipsing around outside.
That's true.
When it's raining, sleeting, or snowing.
That's true.
So as far as the Wahpeton Scouts, we're still in that kind of springtime holding pattern.
Tweener mode.
Yep, we have camps coming up this summer. We do have an early Mother's Day pancake feed and event scheduled at the community center. There'll be more information coming out for that within the next couple of weeks. But it'll kind of be like a, hey, it's the weekend before Mother's Day. You know, bring your kids in, decorate some cookies, make a card for mom, have some pancakes, all of that. So there'll be more information about that in the
fun.
Next couple weeks.
That
yeah,
sounds
it should
like
be really fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully the weather's good.
Yeah.
And yeah, that should be great.
Let's talk archery. You got something coming up.
Tournament this weekend
yeah.
in Wahpeton.
Mm-hmm.
We will see what the weather does for us.
Okay.
Yep. Fingers crossed that the tournament stands. Fingers crossed. That's all we can say right now because it's as of now it's on.
Okay.
And hopefully we're just going to plow through. But I don't make that decision.
April's coming fast too. I want to remind you, we got recycling month coming up,
yes.
and I get you in here 3 times a week, which is fun.
Absolutely. And we've seen a big uptick in recycling lately. Everybody's
Good.
Starting to clean things out. But if you are hanging on to your aluminum, you're going to see a little bump in the price. I have my price for April.
Okay.
I'm not going to let you know what it is yet.
No, keep that quiet.
Yeah, but it's going to go up a little.
Okay.
So
Good.
If you're
Glad
hanging
to hear
on
that.
To it, waiting for April, keep hanging on to it for another couple weeks because
Perfect.
It will go up a little bit.
Will you be in next Friday?
Absolutely.
Good. Then I'll have a great weekend. All right. Good
Perfect.
To see you, Brianna Koval, as always.
Absolutely.
Makes my Friday. Okay. Good way to get the weekend started here. We talk with Brianna every Friday at this time. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.